Over the past few years, we've become accustomed to British Petroleum advertising its commitment to alternative energy sources. In television commercials, Americans answer BP's questions like, what will it take to secure our energy future?
There's not going to be one thing that's going to fix it. That's the problem. There have to be a whole array, a whole palette of things that people do.
You know, like wind power, solar, hydrogen. I mean, there's so many other alternatives that are real. More importantly, those things work.
That ad then says, we've invested $28 billion over the last 5 years in U.S. energy supplies, including solar, wind, hydrogen, and natural gas. It's a start. BP, Beyond Petroleum. Well, this week, reporter Ed Crooks wrote a story in the Financial Times with the headline, Back to Petroleum. Mr. Crooks reports that BP's Alternative Energy Division's office is being shut, its investment cut, and its chief executive has taken early retirement. And he joins us from London. Hi.
Hi.
How significant a change do those developments amount to?
Well, I think they are quite a significant change, not so much in the amount of money that's being spent, because it was always a fairly small proportion of BP's total investment that went into alternative energy, but in the signal that they send, the signal both to people inside the company and people outside it. Basically, what the chief executive now is saying to people about BP is that it's an oil and gas company. That's the heart of what it does. That's where it makes most of its money, and that's where its future is going to be, certainly for the foreseeable future.
And what we're talking about is a new CEO who arrived not too long ago and bringing new priorities.
That's right, exactly. A new CEO took over a couple of years ago. Lord Brown was the previous CEO, had been there 12 years. He was really kind of unusual in the oil industry. He very much stood out from the crowd in terms of being very early to identify global warming as a risk and very early to think that energy companies needed to do something about it. And so he placed a lot of stress on this whole idea of Beyond Petroleum. And when BP talked about going Beyond Petroleum, that was very much his project. I think certainly you could say under Tony Hayward, who succeeded him, there was much less emphasis on that at BP.
You quote him in your story as having complained at one time, there are too many people at this company who are trying to save the world.
Yeah, that's right. There were quite a lot of things wrong about BP when he took over, and certainly I think one of them was that its financial performance was poor. And as you say, he was saying, we're not here to be a charity. We're not here to kind of serve high idealistic goals. We're here to provide returns for our shareholders. That's what the job of any business is to do. And of course, that job has become particularly difficult for the oil companies this year because of the fall in the oil price. Obviously, last year they were making money hand over fist. This year and they're in much more straitened circumstances, and that means some hard decisions have got to be made. And bits of the business that are not making money, like, for instance, some of the bits of solar power, some of the bits of wind power and so on, have had to be cut.
So simply on the morale side, you quote somebody in your article in the Financial Times as saying that the slogan Beyond Petroleum, BP, wildly successful by some measures, people recognize it very easily, made a lot of people at the company feel that they were undervalued because they, in fact, were about petroleum.
Yeah, that's right. BP is a massive company. 100,000 people, rather less now because we've had some job cuts. So let's say 90,000 people or so work for it worldwide. The vast majority of those are in, as you say, they're in petroleum, they're in oil and gas. And if you hear that the company is moving beyond petroleum, that sends quite a bad signal to you, I think. That says that you're not the really important part of the business, you're not the exciting part, you're not the future of the company, you're kind of redundant, you're a dinosaur, you're passing off into history. And I think you're right, I think that was bad for morale. And certainly when you look at some of the problems that occurred in the company, arguably it was not just because of the slogan, but because of that cultural sense that petroleum was not the heart of what they wanted to do and not what the brightest and best of the company were involved in.
You wrote in your story, having led the charge, BP is now leading the retreat. When the world does move beyond fossil fuels, neither BP nor any other big oil company is likely to be in the vanguard. If not an oil company, who?
Well, I think it's certainly the electricity companies are one that I would identify as potential winners. And then the others would be companies we might not even know who they are yet. Maybe, you know, biotech, maybe some kind of other odd kind of technology company doing something perhaps you haven't even heard of. I think if we're going to get radical technological change and energy revolution, it'll be companies we don't know who they are that'll lead it.
Ed Crooks of the Financial Times in London, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.